Me Too was a topic of conversation at the Festival Ideas in Adelaide last month, with feminist commentator and author Jane Carrow discussing the lasting impact that the movement will have. While the accusations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein are the spark that lit the feminist fire, it is possible he will face little to no punishment in court. The Wire's Annie Hastwell asked Jane what that would mean for Me Too.
I don't think the movement was ever about retribution. I think it was about solidarity and encouragement and women speaking up about their real lives and making the world pay attention, listen and take them seriously. And I think that has definitely happened. It's also obvious that if a crime has been committed, then charges should be laid and somebody should be held to account, which has happened. What the court then decides to do about that is entirely the court's business. But Harvey Weinstein's reputation will never be what it once was. And basically what Me Too has done is it has made the world a lot safer, I'd say, for the vulnerable and a lot riskier for those who would exploit the vulnerable. And that is a huge achievement.
When you look at the legalities of it, it's a very, very difficult thing to prosecute, say, yep, sexual harassment in the workplace. And for a lot of women, it really still gets down to a choice of losing your job.
Yes, I think it does still for a lot of women, unfortunately, but I'd say that it does for less women, because now if a woman goes to her boss or to anyone and says, this is being done to me, she won't be dismissed, minimised and fobbed off. Organisations are taking this stuff really seriously, and women have been given a sense of legitimacy in speaking up if they are treated in ways that are completely unacceptable in the workplace.
Should we be looking, though, for legal changes that make it possible for something more than just a quiet rap over the knuckles or whatever for a man who misbehaves?
Well, it's generally not a quiet rap over the knuckles if it ends up in court. It's a fairly loud one. I think we are seeing an upswelling. I mean, I've just finished reading Briley's fabulous book, Eggshell Skull, about the difficulty of getting convictions for sexual assault. I mean, I think the conviction rate for the very few rapes that make it to court is 3%, which is absurd and outrageous. And also this very odd idea that whilst the woman may not have consented, if he genuinely thought she did, then he gets off. So yes, there are lots of things that still need to change and still need to be discussed and thoroughly worked out, but we wouldn't even be having this discussion if Me Too hadn't happened.
Do you think it's just giving something a name that gives that power, like a little bit like domestic violence didn't used to have a name, but once it did, it was clear that it could be named?
Giving it a name makes it a kind of thing that human minds can grapple with. So yes, I think that helps. It has given women a space to say, yes, this happened to me too. And that's why it's such a fabulous name. And women were getting to a point where they were saying, I'm no longer going to accept the shame for this because I didn't actually do anything wrong. I just went to work or had a meeting with my boss or, you know, delivered something to somebody or went to a doctor's surgery. I just behaved like a normal person in society. And then this was done to me, which shouldn't have been done to me, and for some reason I've been made to feel ashamed about it. No, sob that. I'm going to put the shame where it belongs, on the person who behaved outrageously.
Not everything goes to court, and not everything is serious enough to even go to court, but it can be extremely irritating and off-putting in the workplace to be sexually harassed. Do you feel that there are ongoing processes in place to make this work in all workplaces so women will be heard?
I think so. And I think that the mere fact that women are refusing to shut up about it is really important. And I think that this determination on the part of a great many women to tell their truth is hugely exciting and very threatening to a lot of people, hence the level of hostility with which women and feminism and the Me Too movement is being regarded in some quarters. You can tell how effective you're being by the level of hate that is directed towards you.
Jane Carrow speaking to The Wire's Annie Hastwell about the Me Too movement.